Ladies and gentlemen, as Lord Minister, it gives me great pleasure to welcome everyone here today. And it is this day that will go down in history. This day will rival the day when Moses skied down the mountain to deliver the Nine Commandments. This is the day that we will witness the birth of the alphabet.
Yes.
Members of the Free Press, citizens of this lovely country, and especially our distinguished guests, His Royal Highness and the entire royal family. I'd like you to join me in welcoming Lord English, the inventor of the alphabet.
Yes. Well, this is a day I've been working towards for the past 5 years. But in many ways for my entire life of years.
Oh, yes, really. Yes.
Accomplishments.
Yes. I would like to thank myself and those who worked so hard in helping me to reach our goal. Now, I, Lord English, am proud to present the official English alphabet.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
A.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
No one expected that.
B.
Oh, I didn't know you were okay.
C.
Ah.
D. E.
Okay, wait a minute, wait a minute. What? E?
Yes.
Yes, E. Well, E's a terrible choice, and I bet that means my beloved letter Dreef didn't make the cut.
As a matter of fact, Dreef didn't.
Sir, if you please.
Oh, man, that sucks. Dreef's a great letter.
Thank you. Thank
if
you.
I may, E. Ugh. F. G. H.
Woo!
I. J.
Oh, wait. J? J? Come on, man. Okay, I know you didn't put J in there. That's just a guy's name. How does Jay feel about that?
Yeah, no one asked me.
Right? Right? That's weak. Weak. Okay? That's just a guy's name, okay? Listen, if Jay's in there, then I better hear my boy Thorn in there, okay? Or else how are we going to make the sound, you
okay,
know?
Okay, look.
Thorn!
These are the letters that have been chosen. Please refrain from comment until the end of the announcement, at which time all questions will be answered.
Well, mine's not a question. Put the letter Thorn in there. Case closed. Done.
No.
We're case, doing it.
No. Case open. Undone. Thorn's not in there. Thorn's not in there.
Come
but
on.
But we do have a plan for the sound, rest assured. Now, if we may continue. K.
Okay.
L. Mm-hmm. M. N.
Hey, you said the same thing.
No. They're two different letters. I said M and then N.
Oh.
O. P.
Whoa.
P?
Come on.
Man, you can't
Come
do that.
Come on.
I mean, it's specifically on moral decency grounds, and well, because, you know, I mean, it sounds like, you know
yes,
what
yes,
I mean?
Yes,
you
know yes, what we all sounds like. Yes, we, trust me, I know more than anyone what it sounds like. I've lived with these letters. But that doesn't change the fact that the letter P is vital. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's vital.
I'm gonna pee.
The letter P is vital to the entire alphabet's functioning. Q.
P is vital.
R. We're moving on. S. T. U.
Woo! Come on! Woo!
V.
Wait. V? V, that's not a letter. That's like the... That's a number. That's the number 5, dummy. I mean, is this an alphabet announcement or an announcement of a bunch of Roman numerals? Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Am I right? What is this?
It is an alphabet announcement. It was clearly stated it's an alphabet announcement. And V means V now, not 5.
Okay.
Finally. 5 means 5. W, X, Y, Z.
Oh, come on.
Hubbub.
Please.
One at a time.
Please, you there.
Yeah. Just a question. How can you call this an alphabet if it doesn't have a double V?
Okay, yes, I knew this would come up. You people don't know about alphabets. You aren't alphabet experts. I am, which is why I know that there is only room for so many letters.
Okay, but I can see you managed to find room for a double U, okay? Right. What the hell is that? Where's my double V? You got a double U.
What the hell is any of this? You call this an alphabet?
Yes.
I call this a revolution. Who's with me?
Although they were able to turn back the revolutionaries at the Battle of Alphabet Hill, eventually the rebel forces grew too mighty, and a new country with a new language was born. And then that country was also overthrown, and a newer country with an even newer language was born, and it was called Numerica.
Numerica. And its language was nothing but numbers. And so it has been to this very day.
But Grandpa, that doesn't even make sense. Tell me another one.
It doesn't make sense. Tell me another one. Okay, I have another one. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who wouldn't let his grandfather sleep for a lick. Okay, and he doesn't make sense sometimes.
You already told that one.
Go to fucking sleep.
Thank you very much.